Texas Attorney General files new lawsuit against utility involved in alleged Muslim-only development. Texas has filed a second lawsuit aimed at stopping the construction of an alleged Muslim-only development in rural East Texas, claiming a utility district for the development sidestepped state oversight. Attorney General Ken Paxton announced a lawsuit February 16th against Double, our Municipal Utility District No. 2A of Hunt and Collin Counties, accusing the district and its officers of evading state oversight to facilitate the 402-acre East Plano Islamic Center City development. The development recently changed its name to The Meadow. It would include 1,000 homes, a mosque, K, 12 faith-based school, sports facilities, a community college, senior housing, an outreach center, and businesses. I will not allow individuals to cheat the system to advance an illegal development and destroy beautiful Texas land, said Paxton. If Epic City's developers or operatives are attempting to illegally take over local governmental structures in North Texas, my office will do everything in our power to stop their scheme. MUD districts are political subdivisions of the state that provide utility services and infrastructure and are subject to state oversight. Paxton claims Double R MUD held a highly unusual special meeting at noon on Friday, September 12, 2025, at a desolate intersection identified by GPS coordinates. Those coordinates marked the intersection of two rural roads bordering farmland that was to become Epic City. At this roadside meeting, the former board resigned and a new slate of directors took control, according to the Attorney General's office. New board members allegedly approved a petition to add the 402 acres to the district and expand Double R's boundaries to include the proposed location of The Meadow. This action appears to have been done for the purpose of allowing Epic City developers to avoid state oversight by expanding this existing MUD, rather than going through the process of creating a new one, Paxton's office stated in a release. The Attorney General's lawsuit seeks to remove the individual defendants from the board, reverse the annexation of the 402 acres, and hold them accountable for actions the state calls unlawful. Some or all of the new directors on the board may not meet the statutory qualifications required under Texas law, Paxton claimed. When state regulators requested documentation verifying that board members were legally eligible to hold office, Double R MUD responded late and produced documents showing that the individuals were unqualified, according to the Attorney General's office. An attorney representing the MUD board did not immediately respond to a request for comment. According to Paxton's office, the latest lawsuit is part of a broader effort to hold Epic City and its affiliated entities accountable for alleged illegal activity. In December 2025, the Attorney General announced a lawsuit against Epic, which contracted for the land, as well as developer Community Capital Partners and others, alleging violations of Texas securities laws. The lawsuit claims that the housing development would be illegally reserved for Muslim residents. It also asserts that the project's leaders line their own pockets with funds during development. Epic and developers have denied any wrongdoing. The state lawsuit comes days after the Trump administration announced a federal investigation into the development. In a February 13 statement, the Department of Housing and Urban Development said it was investigating entities involved in the planned Muslim housing development over concerns that they may have used discriminatory practices based on religion and nationality.